And our phone lines are open for you right now. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to have you join us this morning. Anything retirement related, we'd love to have you get on the air. Again, telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Be talking about college and college expenses and paying for those kiddos and grandkiddos and what tuition is looking like these days. We'll get all the details from our retirement planning professionals. Going to be joined this week by CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, I mentioned Kloss Financial. I haven't yet mentioned the website. It's an important one. KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Hope you get a chance to stop on over there. Not only can you learn more about Kloss Financial, their separate divisions, you can learn about all the folks at Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter available to you online at KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. As mentioned, joined this morning by Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. And CJ, how you doing today? I think CJ's joining us in just a moment. Eric, how have you been? We get to go to you first this week. Woo!
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We knew it was going to happen sooner or later, and it's good to talk with you. And we've got an exciting show ahead. And CJ joins us this morning as well. CJ, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to talk with both of you. And again, we've got an exciting show ahead. And one of the cool things, too, is it always pays to listen closely to the program. You get some fantastic information, a lot of great knowledge stuff you can use. Also an opportunity to win with the Money in Motion listener question of the Kloss Quiz question of the week. We'll do the listener question corner as well. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But the Kloss Quiz question week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception. Our friends from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Chewy. Tell you a bit later on all the specifics on how you can win with the Kloss Quiz Question League. Little tip though, oftentimes both the question and answer come up during each week's program, so it's definitely beneficial to pay close attention. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation about college and tuition and expenses related to that, let's actually roll back and take a look at last week's program, get the question and answer there as well, Eric.
Absolutely. Well, I think we joked a few weeks ago that sometimes the questions aren't super hard, but last week it was a difficult one. I might even say a trick question. So thank you everybody for listening. Unfortunately, we did not have a winner last week.
Oh my goodness.
I know. The question was, if you are 55 years old in 2025, what is the maximum you can put away into your 401k plan at work? And we gave two choices, either $23,000 or $30,500. The answer was actually none of the above. The correct answer was $31,000. So really a trick question there.
That is great. It's not great that we didn't have a winner, but I do like the, again, you've got to pay close attention. I know some of them, as you mentioned, Eric, can be a bit of layups. And if you pay even a little bit of attention, you generally get the idea. But again, it's definitely important to pay attention to the shows. And again, we'll have a chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Chewy a little bit later on in the program. So today we're going to be digging into, it's a big topic that, you know, a lot of folks think about, which is education planning for the kids and the grandkids. And college, it's never been quote unquote cheap, but it's definitely becoming quite expensive. Rising costs, it can get overwhelming. CJ, you know, what should families know as they kind of begin this process and start working through this important step in life?
Yeah, you're right, Sean. This is definitely a topic that brings a lot of stress to parents and grandparents. So today we thought we'd walk through a bit of a reality check on where college costs stand and how that intersects with your broader financial plan. So even though our primary focus is helping clients prepare for retirement, we do often see education planning for children or grandchildren overlapping with the retirement planning goals, especially when families are trying to save for both college and their retirement at the same time. So here's a quick snapshot of why this matters. Over the last 30 years, average tuition and fees of public four-year colleges have jumped 125% after adjusting for inflation. Now, this is a long time, 30 years, after over the last 30 years, the average tuition and fees. but it's jumped 125% after adjusting for inflation. You get the idea, right? So if I inflation adjust my dollars moving forward, they're still not buying me the same goods and services. The cost has more than doubled even after I reduce it for inflation. So another way of thinking about this is private college costs have gone up about 80%. But during that same time frame, the median family income has only risen about 27%. So no wonder why families are feeling the pressure. Now, when you're trying to estimate what college might actually cost for your student, it's not just about the sticker price. It actually varies depending upon your financial situation, academic merit, family size, tax filing status, and even your location. So this is where it gets tricky, right? We just said average costs have jumped. Well above what the median family income has jumped. But then we also threw in there kind of a curveball, which is, but you can't just look at the sticker price. You have to actually understand what it means for your student. So here's a few tools and steps to help guide you. Number one, start with College Scorecard. You can go to collegescorecard.ed.gov, so collegescorecard.ed.gov, and it's a fantastic resource from the Department of Education. You'll find information on costs, graduation rates, typical earnings after graduation, and even a net price calculator for most schools to help you personalize the numbers to, again, your student based on your family situation. Number two, fill out the FAFSA. So that stands for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It asks for income and asset information from both parents and students. And keep in mind that income is weighted more heavily than assets in the formula. And once you submit, you'll get what's now called the Student Aid Index. This used to be called, by the way, the Expected Family Contribution, the EFC. Now it is called the Student Aid Index. Now it's basically the same thing. But that index then sets a watermark whereby you're not going to get any financial aid from the government unless the cost of the school exceeds that number. So think of it as you fill out the FAFSA and it says your student aid index is, I don't know, let's just call it $80,000. Then you're not going to get any financial aid, even availability, unless the cost per year is over $80,000. You see the point. So fill out that FAFSA, go through that process. And then number three would be to understand your financial need. The student aid index is subtracted from that school's cost. Now, what's kind of interesting is, tools like the College Scorecard or the school's common data set can give you insights into how generous a particular college tends to be. But just because you show a financial need, so say your student aid index is very low, we'll call it $10,000. And so anything over $10,000, shows a financial need. It doesn't mean that the school has to fill that gap with, grants or scholarships or institutional aid. It could just go unfilled. So you're going to want to have an understanding of if you show a financial need, will the school cover that need? And if so, how? And if not that school, what about other schools? So there you go. We're getting to a really complicated and expensive topic today, but it can be very meaningful to young families.
Some great benefits out there as well, as long as you understand kind of how to work through it and understand what it actually all means. That's a great thing about getting the chance to meet with CJ and Eric each and every week here with Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. Some always some fantastic information for you. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. So once we've got an understanding of the likely cost, Eric, what the most common ways then for folks to start, and I know we're getting right into your wheelhouse right here, start saving and planning for those expenses?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say the most common option for saving specifically for college at this point is a 529 plan. Now, Wisconsinites may know that better as EdVest or Tomorrow Scholar. Those are the state-specific programs that we have here in Wisconsin. But they all fall under the category of a 529 plan. So the reason that they're so popular is these accounts offer tax-deferred growth. And as long as the money is used for qualified education expenses, the withdrawals are actually tax-free. So if you think about that, if you put $1,000 into one of these accounts, and then, you know, over the years that the dollars are sitting there, you're not paying taxes each year on any of the interest or dividends. And then on the back end, when you take money out, any of that growth is still tax-free. There's no federal contribution limit and no income limits for making contributions. So this kind of works for everybody, whether you have really low or really high income. Many states offer a state tax deduction or a credit for contributions if you use the state plan. That is the case here in Wisconsin. Advest and Tomorrow Scholar both have you can deduct up to $5,000 of contributions per beneficiary per year. So that can help you out on the state income tax return. And then the concern you'll sometimes hear is like, well, you know, what can I actually use these dollars for? Mm-hmm. And we've seen that definition expand quite a bit in recent years here. And some recent legislative changes back in the Secure Act made 529s even more flexible. So you can now use up to $10,000 of a 529 to repay student loans. And then as a result of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, you can also use up to $10,000 per year for K-12 tuition, so it doesn't have to be a college program. Now, not all states will recognize that as a qualified expense, so check with your tax advisor. But like I said, we are seeing the definition of what qualified expenses are expand quite.
Oh, that's good news to hear as well. As we talked this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their website, it is klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great place to learn more about Kloss Financial. You can also listen back to this and previous shows podcast as well. Again, those all available to you at klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, that number 608-442-5637. Eric just mentioned those 529 plans. What if your kid or grandkid doesn't go to college, or there's money left over? We'll get some of the details on that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, I mentioned they come to us from Kloss Financial. I hope you have a chance to get over to the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great place to learn more about CJ, Eric, and the whole team at Kloss Financial. Also an opportunity there. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a nice weekly email. Gives you a link to the most recent podcast. Also a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Again, that available to you at klossfinancial.com. Speaking of things available to you, the telephone number 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 608-442-5637. Talking college tuition this morning on the program, and just before the break, Eric had laid out the 529 plans, which I think a lot of folks are familiar to some degree about them, and laid out some of the really great benefits of making use of them and how they're becoming more and more useful. And CJ, what if, let's play out a scenario where maybe your child or grandchild doesn't go to college, they take a different life journey, or maybe they do go to college, but there's still money left over in the 529. What happens then?
We suggest you just force them to go, actually.
Yes, exactly.
Just kidding. Yeah, that's the question of what to do with these unused funds. It's probably, you know, one of the most common and valid concerns that we hear. But there are some great options. So even though contributions are considered completed gifts to the beneficiary, the account owner still has control. Mm-hmm. So think of this as I'm gonna use my children's 529. When I put money into their 529 plans, there's gifting rules. If you want to know what those rules are, we've dedicated probably a dozen entire shows to the gifting rules. But I complete a gift into the 529 plan for the beneficiary. I'll say my oldest daughter. Now, even though I've completed that gift into that account, I remain in control of when money comes out of that account and who the beneficiary actually is. So I can change the beneficiary if I wanted to another eligible family member, or even to myself or a niece or a nephew or whoever, so that they can pursue education further. So good news is it doesn't have to be used for that original beneficiary. And if you don't end up using the money for qualified expenses, and you pull the money out just say because you know, no, this money can't be used for anybody, I'm just going to pull it out for myself, Just know that only the earnings are subject to a 10% penalty and federal income tax. Some states might tax the earnings too, to recapture some of the lost state income tax, but that depends on your state. So I mentioned you can change the beneficiary to yourself. The only reason you would want to do that is if you have qualified education expenses you want to pay for. But if you just pull the money out to yourself, whether you're the beneficiary or not, and you say, I'm not going to use it for qualified purposes for anybody, well, that's where the growth suddenly becomes subject to federal income tax, potentially state income tax, and a 10% penalty, which all I would say to you all is less than ideal.
I was watching college football over this past weekend, and they highlighted a 72-year-old freshman on one of the marching bands. So you mentioned, wow. You never know. You never know when some of these things, it's never better late than ever. And of course, you mentioned, some of the options with 529s and some of the ways that it can be used as well. Really fascinating stuff. This is a fun topic and an important topic as well. Of course, kind of scratch the surface on these conversations. There's a lot to it. Don't forget, if you missed part of the program, you want to learn more, you can always head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great day to start that conversation. Pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So as we kind of talk then about 529s some of the options there. Let's kind of get in a little bit more to that, CJ. What are some of the new options that are out there for some of those unused funds?
Yeah, so some of you right now who know about the new options are going, wait, they're not talking about the new options. So don't worry, we know. This is one of the more exciting changes that happened under Secure Act 2.0 that began back in 2024. You can now roll over unused 529 funds into a Roth IRA for the beneficiary, as long as you follow some rules. So rule number one is the 529 must have been open for at least 15 years. Rule number two, you can roll over up to the annual Roth IRA contribution limit, currently $7,000 if you're under the age of 50, with a lifetime limit of $35,000. Now remember, the beneficiary, not you, maybe the account owner, but whoever the beneficiary is, which could be you, must have earned income to allow for the rollover up to the limit. And you have to be eligible for that as well. So contributions made within the last 5 years aren't eligible for the rollover. Think of this as I've had it open for 15 years, but I only put $1 in for the first 10 years. And now in the last 5 years, I've put in a bunch of money. Well, contributions made within the last 5 years to that 529 plan are not eligible for the rollover to the Roth IRA. And importantly, there are no income limitations for that rollover. So normally when you have a Roth IRA contribution, you have to meet certain income limitations. If your income's too high, you're not eligible for Roth IRA contributions. In the case of the 529 to the Roth IRA, the income limitations go away. So here's what I'd say, everybody. This stuff gets tricky. Following the rules for an organization like ours, quite simple. Right? We have checklists, we have flow charts that we go through. We just make sure that if you're going to do something, you're eligible. For the average consumer, maybe you guys are a lot smarter than me, but it's a lot. It's a lot to know the original law, the migration of the laws, the new rules, and all of that. So I would just encourage you, it does not need to be Klaas Financial, but I would just encourage you, get a really good CPA, a really good financial advisor who helps you follow the rules. Because if you follow them, it's great. You can, within those rules, do a lot of great things. But if you suddenly step out of line because you're thinking of an old rule instead of the new one, it can be pretty painful.
It's a really good advice, as always, from CJ Klaas and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals. They come to us from Klaas Financial, the website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great website and resource. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. As fantastic and as amazing as 529s are, there are other options as well out there that you can be thinking about when it comes to helping your kiddo or grandkid with college expenses. We'll talk with the guys about that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning with C.J. Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking about ways to help out your kid or grandkid with college expenses. Talked about the 529s. 529 plans, what a great tool they can be. There's other things out there as well. And let's talk about some of those more creative ways, Eric, when it comes to helping out those kids, whether you're a grandparent or parent, helping them cover some of the costs of college.
Yeah, like I said earlier, 529s are one of the more common programs we see people using, so we tend to talk about those a lot. But there are a few other options worth considering. The first one I'm going to talk about here is pretty simple. It's paying tuition directly to the school. So this is as a parent or grandparent. It's a great strategy because tuition payments made directly to a college are actually not subject to gift tax rules. Now, this only applies to tuition, so it doesn't count for room and board or books or anything like that. But it is a way to be able to give without having to be cognizant of the amount that you are giving. The second option for helping out here is helping on what I would call on the back end here, so paying off student loans after graduation. This won't affect the student's financial aid eligibility, and your child or grandchild can deduct up to $2,500 of student loan interest on their taxes. Now, if you do gift more than $19,000 a year or $38,000 for married couples, the excess may need to be reported for gift tax purposes. So just one important distinction between the two of those. Notice in the second one where you're paying off student loans after graduation, you do need to be cognizant of those gifting rules, whereas paying tuition directly to the school does not actually trigger those rules. Hmm. And then last one here I want to talk about is setting up a trust to fund education. So this is definitely a more involved, probably more expensive option, but it does give you a lot more control. So you can specify how and when the money is used, and it can be kind of structured to align more with your values. Now, downsides, like I said, legal fees to set it up and maintain it can be high. And once you fund a trust, the gift is typically irrevocable, so you can't just take it back. But one advantage I would say for a trust for education is it does have more flexibility in terms of contribution amounts and what the funds are actually used for in the end. So that's an option as well.
Great stuff this week, as always, from our retirement planning professionals, C.J. Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Don't forget, online, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. That is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So, you know, kind of breaking it down to just the core of it all is thoughtful planning and, of course, making those efforts. Families, they can really prepare for these rising educational costs, can't they, Eric?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to take this part at the end.
No worries.
So absolutely, Sean, you're exactly right. Every family is different, and there's certainly no one-size-fits-all answer as it relates to this. But by starting early, working with a good financial advisor, you can create a strategy that balances both your retirement goals with your desired support for your children or grandchildren's education. And let me just say, beyond what we have lined out here today, whether you be the grandparent who said, oh, I'm not having to balance, you know, between saving for retirement, I'm just wanting to put some money aside. Well, that's actually great. From the grandparent standpoint, it can be simpler. Do I have money to save? I'm already retired. Where do I put it? Yada, yada. From the standpoint of the parent who's trying to save for that child, significantly more complicated. And it's the complication of what we just talked about, the rising cost of education that often outstrips your income earning. But then secondarily, how do you even talk to your children about this? So I just, you know, Eric knows this, but I cannot stress enough to you, please get ahead of this. Don't do the following. Don't say to your children, especially if you can't afford to say this to your children, hey, let's just go visit some schools and, you know, if you can get it into a great school, like, we'll work it out. Hmm. Now, some of you are going, ooh, that's what I tell my children. That is so dangerous. The reason it's dangerous is because the school they get into, especially if this is not an in-state school or a school without reciprocity for the state of Wisconsin, you could end up in a position where your child gets into a school that costs $60,000 a year. And for the average American family, they can't even get close to covering that. Now, often we'll hear parents say, but that's okay. They'll get student loans. Well, two things. No, they won't. For undergraduate education, it's only about $5,000-$6,000 a year that actually a student can get loans on. Yeah. The other ones are known as parent plus loans. Those are loans that you have to get. And so listen, everybody, just cannot suggest enough, work with a good financial planner. They will not only help you avoid those pitfalls of statements that you can't basically follow up on with your children, but then on top of that, they will help you find the schools that still are great, that still do make your children excited and happy, but that also meets a budget that you can afford. So strong suggestion to everybody, find good advisors to help you manage the tension between saving for your own future and helping your children choose wisely for their college education.
I ask a quick question, CJ, since I've got you and I get the opportunity to ask questions. Are there any, have you ever come across any employers that automatically allow, or is it allowed to automatic with much like your 401k into 529s? Is there anything
yes.
like that out there?
Love it, Sean. As a matter of fact, if anybody who's living here in the state of Wisconsin, you can go to the EdVest website, and actually they have a whole section for employer deduction. And now, interestingly enough, this is not like a normal 401k plan where the 401k plans are a little bit different and unique. The employer has some responsibility for picking investments. They're a co-fiduciary of the plan, yada, yada. In this particular case, it would just be more going to the employer and saying, hey, it's almost like I have another bank account. Hey, I have another account that I just want you to dump money into out of my payroll. Will you accept this kind of certificate to prove that I have this account open for my child and just dump $50 a month into it? Many employers will say, sure. Now, I should say many employers with robust accounting departments.
Sure.
So small employers will go, no, I don't even know what you're talking about. But yes, it is an option for your employer to just siphon off money before you get paid. Now, just so everybody knows, the fact that they're doing that doesn't actually do that much for you. It's still taxable income mm-hmm. to you. You then have to go notify your accountants. It's no different than you doing the auto contribution out of your checking account. But if you would prefer to have your employer do it and they're willing to accommodate, great. Great question, Sean.
Much less likely to forget as well, which
exactly.
is right. exactly the best. I'm talking this morning with CJ Claussen and Eric Schwartz. We always have a lot of fun, a lot of great information as well on the show. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program or you want to listen back to previous shows, you can subscribe to the podcast right online at claussfinancial.com. That's Klaus, Klaas, financial.com. Great website there. Again, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, listen back to the podcast, get to know the team, all that and much more at claussfinancial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know your appointment at Klaus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We better have a winner this week. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false, over the last 30 years, average tuition and fees at public four-year colleges have jumped 125% after adjusting for inflation. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. Again, that's Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Chewy. Again, their number 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, it's always fun talking with both of you. You guys have a great day. We'll do it all again real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
News comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.